Chapter 14 Walking in the Word.
If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love.
John 15:7-9. While keeping the morning watch in prayer and meditation on April 18, the Lord gave me a very special anointing. This was the signal that He would be arriving soon, and, as I expected, after 15 minutes or so, I saw Him sitting by the window of my bedroom where He usually sits. I also saw my transformed body sitting next to Him. Spiritual songs from deep within my spirit responded to His presence. As I sang, I held the Master's hand, and I began to look for the scars in His palms by trying to turn His hand over. But He would not permit me to do this. He seemed particularly happy on this occasion, and He reminded me,
"I do not want to see you crying anymore."
The Lord shared several important things with me that day.
"My daughter, I never want you to worry about anything concerning this work,"
He stated.
"I will take care of everything. Just be happy for me, my daughter. I want you to put your picture on the cover of the book."
Lord, you always surprise me. You always make me feel so happy.
"I know all your needs before you ask me, but I never want my children to stop asking when they need something."
His words reminded me of something I had been reading in the Bible that very morning.
"But when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him."
Matthew 6:7-8. In this passage of the Bible, through His great model prayer known as the Lord's Prayer, Jesus goes on to teach us how to pray. It is an effective outline for all intercessory and personal prayer, and I use its principles whenever I go before the throne of grace in worship, intercession, and supplication. I always claim God's promises, such as Philippians 4:19, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." And on this particular spring morning, the Master was reminding me of these precious truths. After delivering this message about prayer, the Lord stood up and my transformed body stood with Him. I watched the Lord touch the head of my transformed body. He departed, my transformed body disappeared, and the shaking of my natural body ceased.